in the evening, and it is said where they come together, if they can absorb their minds completely in Krishna, by hearing about Krishna, by chanting about Krishna, by thinking deeply about Krishna, then such devotees come to a place in their lives where they are safe, very safe. It's a spiritual or transcendental platform where they are safely situated. So we are trying to do this this evening. We will hear about Krishna, we will remember Krishna, we will chant Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, oh Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Devotees, what is going on in the mind of Krishna when he sees all of us in this world trying to sing his name? What does he think when he sees us coming together as the old year turns into the new year? Does he hear our prayers? And if so, what does he look for in our expressions of devotion? These and other questions will be answered today in toto. Can you see how foolish it sounds when someone says he knows the mind of God completely? But no, I'm serious. At least one part of what Krishna looks for when he sees devotees is revealed in the Puttana Leela. We will see that he looks for that little speck, little part of devotion. Those great devotees of Krishna, like Nanda Maharaj, he says, everyone knows that Krishna will go only there where he is loved. He will not go to a place where he cannot find love. And searching for love, our Lord is satisfied even with a homeopathic small dose of love, because he knows this dose will increase and increase and increase, and one day become prema, following the examples of those who are eternally dear to him, the gopis in Vrindavan. Please listen with great attention, wonderment, surprise and astonishment to the most amazing pastime of how Krishna accepted even the speck of devotion in someone who came with the emotion to kill him, who approached him like Putana did. Putana was a dreaded, a feared witch. She could change forms and thus was a shape shifter. Some say her original form was that of a monstrous ulu. What is an ulu? An ulu is like an owl. Others say she was more like a demoness. Putana had been called by Kangsa, the king of the demons. And Kangsa had told her, "Putana, I need your help. There's a foretelling that the one who will be my death is born somewhere else outside of my town, Mathura, where I have control. So I request you, Putana, go with your magic through all the villages and towns and kill all those children who were born within the last 10 days. Do not spare even one child. Do not become charmed by the children as they sit on your lap. Take their blood, you are a blood sucker, and kill them. Do this for me, Putana." Putana had bent low and with an ugly laughter left the court of Kamsa. Wherever she went, she left a trace of blood. The women and the farmers were screaming when they entered the room where their newborn child had been, and when they found only blood and a killed child in the little beds. Whole towns were wailing and screaming, and Putana was only laughing. She could enter in a way that no one saw, and she could exit in a way hidden even to the eyes of yogis. Now we will start in this amazing pastime when she meets Krishna. As she is flying or roaming the sky, she's walking the sky, a true skywalker, and she sees the village of Braj, the village where Krishna is happily lying in the bedroom of Nanda Maharaj and sucking his beautiful toe. As Shukadev Goswami was telling the story of Krishna and Putana, Parikshit Maharaj, who listened to him, became anxious. "Oh no, you mean to say this terrible demon came into the village of Vrindavan with the idea to find Krishna and kill him?" And Shukadev Goswami said, don't worry, Parikshit Maharaj. In Vrindavan, the people were always singing Krishna's name. Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal, Jayananda Yashoda Dulal. And any place where the name of the Lord is constantly sung, is a safe place. Even karma cannot grab those devotees And those people who engage in hearing and chanting about the glories of the Lord. These people are no longer in the material world. They are on the transcendental platform and they associate with the Lord. So don't worry, Parikshit. Before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the town of Navadvip, he gave the same instruction to his devotees. He said, I will go now, I will leave you, but don't worry. Follow my order. Day and night, engage in kirtan. Chant the names of Krishna. You should serve the devotees. And do not keep any enviousness, any bad thought about others in your heart. That should be thrown out. With all your heart, you should worship and serve the devotees. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. He left Navadvipa for good. But with his instruction, the residents of Navadvipa were safe. They could understand by chanting the glories of the Lord and serving the devotees without envy in the heart. The transcendental atmosphere would be there. When Putana saw this village Braj and she heard the kirtan, the sounds of Braj coming in the sky, she thought, this must be the place. And she took the form which she had, she gave up the form and she took on the form of a most beautiful lady. A lady who was dressed in pure cloth. She had bound her hair very beautifully. And she was very, very attractive with her smile. She landed before Braj, Vrindavan village, and then went into the village. And everyone who saw her and smelled her fragrance thought, oh, this is Lakshmi. Lakshmi has come to see her own Lord now. She will go to Nanda Maharaj's place and visit the son of Nanda, who is the Almighty Narayan. Putana looked so beautiful and so extremely motherly. There were tears of affection in her eyes, false affection, that even Yashoda and Rohini thought, this is Lakshmi. See, she has a lotus flower in her right hand. This is her insignia. And Putana went right into the room where little Krishna was lying. She didn't even ask for permission. She didn't have to ask. And she opened all the doors by that beautiful form. But she was a dangerous sword in a jeweled sheath, ready to spring out at any moment and draw blood. She approached the little bed of Krishna. Krishna was there. And looked at Putana. And the moment Putana saw the eyes of Krishna, she knew this boy has come to annihilate all the demons on the earth. Krishna immediately closed his eyes and Bhutana forgot what she had just seen. Why did Krishna close his eyes? The great saints have written big purports about this. There are about 15 reasons why he closed the eyes. I will tell you four. The first was, Krishna thought, if someone looks in someone else's eyes, he will know what that person is all about, and I don't want Bhutana to stop in her mission. The second reason was that Krishna thought, my God, I was Rama, and the first demon I killed was Taraka, a woman. Now again, the first demon in this avatar, my Krishna avatar, will be a woman. Oh no, this is not very auspicious. Women are to be protected. Then he thought, she's dressed so nice, and her dress reminds me of the dress of Rohini, my second mother. Wow. And then he also thought, I will dispatch her, but in the process she will have to reveal her real form, and everyone in Braj will be totally shocked. Bhutana was so bloodthirsty, she could almost not control herself because Krishna looked so beautiful. So she picked up baby Krishna like a foolish person picks up a snake, thinking a poisonous snake, a cobra snake, thinking it to be a mere rope. When she pushed, when she opened her blouse and took her breasts and pushed the nipples of one breast in Krishna's mouth, she knew there is so much deadly poison there that Krishna will immediately die. I have enough poison on me and in me to kill all the babies of the world. So at this moment, the mood of Krishna suddenly changed. Krishna had regretted, oh no, I might have to kill this person. Oh no, I don't want to do. But now he could understand Bhutana was out to kill all the babies in Braj. And the babies who had just been born in Braj would be his friends, with whom he would play in the forest and dance. And when Krishna thought, she has come to kill my future friends, and the gopis also, he became so angry, he grabbed with his finger the breast and squeezed it, and then started to take his mouth and sucked the milk in the breast of Bhutana, and with the milk he started to suck out the prana. Anything which comes in contact with Krishna, even your own heart, is immediately purified. So everything became purified. But Bhutana couldn't see that. She screamed, Munsha! Munsha means leave me alone. Munsha! It was really getting loud. I won't split your eardrums by doing it. Leave my chest. Leave it. She screamed very loud. I won't do this any longer. Mm-mm. But Krishna sucked out her very life. No, wrong. We may say a man cut a tree, but is it really the man? It's his ex. So when Krishna kills a demon, is it really Krishna? No, it's his Samharana Shakti, the Shakti of destruction. Putana screamed. When she screamed so loud, the whole earth started to shake. She was a monster. The people began to fall on the ground as if lightning was striking their heads. All the planets started to shake. It went very fast, my dear devotees. But before she lost her life, she got up one more time with the rest of her strength. She screamed, "Mancha, Mancha, Mancha!" And she grew into the tall demon which she was and ran out of the village of Braj. She ran to the outskirts, and when she had reached the border of Braj, she had reached her whole height, that was 12 miles. How big is 12 miles? On your mobile phones, if you find out, no need to take these monsters out at this moment. You will find 19 kilometers. And she crashed down. Now, no one was hurt. Not one single living entity in Braj was crushed. There was only one orchard. Orchard means where fruits grow, which was completely destroyed. That orchard belonged to Kamsa. It were fruits which he wanted to enjoy, which grew in Braj. That orchard, by Krishna's Samharana Shakti and his Leela Shakti, was chosen as the place of destruction. When she fell down, everyone could see her mouth was full of pointed teeth. Her breasts were hard like stones. Her eyes were resting in huge sockets. Her hair was red like red copper. All the bridge buses came out to see her. And you know what they saw? First, they didn't want to come because they said, "We can't face this demon." But then they came. Do you have any idea why they gave up the hesitation, why they left Vrindavan village? Yes. Yes. That's, by the way, always the right answer in a devotee circle. They were thinking, where is Krishna? And as they ran and saw this terrible being lying there, they had only one thought. Where is our Krishna? Where is our Krishna? Mother Yashoda and Rohini were not amongst them because they had fainted when Putana started to scream, and they saw that Krishna was holding to the chest, to the breast, and was shaken back and forth and smiling and taking the ride on Putana. But the other villagers, they felt worried. What is Krishna? When they saw Putana lying there, they saw on her chest, between her breasts, little Krishna, so small. He was only 3-4 days old, not older. He was smiling. He had this curly locks of hair, this very red bimba fruit like lips, large eyes, and he was making dancing mudras. I say, don't worry, I really enjoy it here. It's a nice place to play. And I want to request you to close your eyes now. You run out to where Putana lies and you look for Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Brijbasis were worried, very worried. They saw this huge, huge mountain-like demoness and Krishna playing on her. So they climbed up this mountain of the demon and they took little baby Krishna and brought her to his mother. When they whispered in Yashoda's ears, Krishna is back. She woke up, but when she saw Krishna, she immediately fainted again. Oh, don't faint, mother, the Brijbasi said. Your boy needs to suckle your breast. The other breast was not the right one. Then Yashoda came up. And only when everyone saw that Krishna was sucking the breast of his mother did they feel relieved. Because when the baby is out of danger, he will drink. When he's still in danger, he cannot drink. No. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna,
little louder.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
One more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Everybody please,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
One more time,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
My dear devotees, after Krishna had drunk the nectarian milk from Yashoda, Yashoda was not satisfied. This was a very inauspicious demon. And she immediately called the brahmanas, who made a ceremony. They drank archman, they pronounced mantras and placed them on each of the little tender limbs of Krishna. They bathed Krishna in cow urine and they waved a chamara visk. We have seen it a little while ago. See, when you wave a chamara visk, it's not only for chasing the flies away. We don't have flies and mosquitoes at the moment here. The chamara takes all the inauspicious things, you know, bad thoughts, bad energies out of the atmosphere when it is waved. Maybe you have heard about Syam Sakhi Baba. He lived not in Loi Bazaar, the other Gopinath Bazaar. And when devotees of our Krishna Balaram Mandir had joined us, they went to Syam Sakhi Baba. Syam Sakhi Baba was from Nepal, and he knew one mystical art. He would laugh when he would see the Westerners yellow, like the Yellow River in China. And he would first of all tell them to take a bath under the pump. He would handle the pump and laugh and laugh. And then he would take bark, some special bark, and some lime, it's like lemon. And then he would just apply it to the jaundiced body of his patients. The bark, the water, and the lime would wash off the jaundice, a bad-smelling yellow substance just went out of his patients. Then Syam Sakhi Baba laughed again. He had a very high laugh. And he took a peacock feather and waved it and touched it to the different parts of the body of his patient. Why? Well, he wanted to remove the subtle imprint of the disease out of the energetic field of his patient. Maybe you know this is how the time waver and Healy works. They address diseases on the more subtle level, and they remove these diseases on that level, and then the gross manifestation will go if the treatment is successful. So this idea was also there with Mother Yashoda. She was not happy when her child was drinking the milk again. She thought there's some subtle influence, some black magic of the witch. And she took the chamara and waved with the chamara all the subtle energies out. You must know, in Braj, the residents of Vrindavan all have the same mentality. They only want to please Krishna. They only want to serve Krishna. They have put their interest very far away. When the gopis stand before the mirrors and apply unguents and cosmetics on their beautiful faces, they think this is a beauty which should be seen by my Krishna. It is not for themselves that they do anything. No one in Braj is motivated in his actions to satisfy their own desires. Every little thing, every preparation which is cooked in Braj, every thought, every word which is spoken is there to give pleasure to Krishna. When Nanda Maharaj, he was not there in the room. You remember, Putana walked right into the room. Nanda Maharaj was in Mathura, where he had paid taxes to Kamsa to keep him satisfied so that he would not suspect anything that Krishna might be born in Braj, and the Brijbasis feel now very confident and don't pay their taxes any longer. And after this, giving the taxes, Nanda Maharaj had met Vasudev. And they had talked, and Vasudev had asked, how is Balaram? How is Krishna? They live in the underground in Vrindavan to escape the scrutiny of Kamsa. But how are they? Nanda said, psh, 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 psh. They're very good. Also said, he was so Vasudev, don't stay any longer. I have a feeling that some misfortune has befallen Braj. Go back fast. So Nanda Maharaj was thinking, my God, he looks like a king, this Vasudev, but he is really a rishi, a great seer. And innocent as he was, he walked back. Then all of a sudden, when they came next to Braj, or to Braj, they thought, a new mountain is here? When they came closer, they saw big eyes and fangs, sharp teeth. Oh no, said Nanda Maharaj. A demon has come. How did Vasudev know this? And then he thought, Anakadundubi. That's one of the names of Vasudev, because when he was born, the demigods were drumming on these big drums. They are called kettle drums. Jai Gopal, you must have seen them. They live in the old temples, these big, like this. And when you make one sound, it's 50 times louder than you will ever do it on your midanga. So Anakadundubi is a wise man. This is what the drums of the heavens had proclaimed at Vasudev's birth. So Nanda Maharaj was very, very worried. He heard everything about it and he immediately ordered cut Putana's body in many, many pieces and burn them. And this is what you do with a dangerous snake. When the snake is killed, you need to cut it and then burn it. Why? Because the heavy snakes, means the cobras and up, you know, there are many other snake generations in India. When you kill them, they take your face in their eyes. And as the life leaves the eyes, the picture remains there for their partners to see who did it. And then the partner of the snake comes, looks into the eyes of his dead partner and finds that person. The other reason why a snake is cut and burned is that you want to avoid that prana, who has left at the point of death, returns again, the life force. So they burn the snake, but Putana. But you know what? When the smoke arose from the burning body of Putana, it smelled like a combination of aguru, this is a very fragrant wood, and some other perfume, I believe musk, because anything which comes in contact with Krishna becomes transformed. Think about it. When you take anything and it falls into an ocean of sweetness, let us say a piece of cloth or your dhoti or your sari, it becomes sweet. Anything which comes into the sweetness of Krishna is immediately becoming madhur, sweet. And therefore even the body which was full of deadly poison, even the body of Putana smelled like perfume. Very nice, very aromatic, very healthy. Yes, like that. Before we stop, I want to say what is the result which Putana got. When Putana came in contact with Krishna, my dear devotees, and screamed, Muncha, Muncha, leave me, she was unwilling to continue her contact with Krishna. Say it very politely. She actually did everything to get rid of him. But because Krishna touched her at the time when she died, she was fully purified and she left that body and went to the spiritual sky where she met with Krishna again and became one of the vet nurses of Krishna. In our culture, we don't have this, but in Asian cultures, there's the mother, and then if the child wants very much motherly milk, there's a second woman who's compatible, and then the child also drinks from that woman and grows up very healthy. I have heard from Gokrishna that when Krishna left this world being struck by the arrow of the hunter in the foot, he called out, Ma! And at that time, Yashoda came. At that time, Rohini came. And also Putana came. Because this is our Lord. This was only a show of disappearance, you know, like a magician makes some show where a saw comes through him and he may scream, help, help, anyone in the audience, I'm put in two pieces now. It's a show of a magician. So when Krishna leaves, it's his Leela Shakti is doing this. But for Leela purpose, he then called for his mothers. Actually, Yashoda came, Devaki came, and Putana. Devaki, not Rohini, Devaki. Let us reflect a little bit about this. Remember, when Putana had come to Krishna, what did Krishna do? He closed his eyes. You know everything, you remember. Because another reason was, how am I going to deal with this person? She comes offering service, but she wishes to do harm to me. And then he remembered the past. In the past, Krishna had appeared as a little dwarf. What was his name then? Vaman. And he had come to the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj was sitting on the golden throne and next to him was his daughter Ratnavali. And when Vamanan came, Bali thought, he's so sweet. I will give him anything and everything. And Ratnavali said, oh, such a sweet little boy, this boy, such a boy I want as my child, and I will want to give him my breast and my everything. So she had watched. The little Brahmin came close and said, I have come to ask for little charity. Oh, said Bali, you've come at the right place, at the right time, to the right person. Asked anything. Would you like to have villages or a whole country? Or no, said the little boy, smiling very innocently. I want to have as much land as I can cover with my three steps. I have small steps, it's not much. I'm quite small. Bali Maharaj said, you're coming to the king, you could ask for mountains of gold, but you asked for a handful of ashes. Is this good? Said Brahman, someone who is not satisfied with a little is also not satisfied with a lot. Oh, okay, said Bali Maharaj, your wish. And the Vamanadev had grown. And with one step, he had covered the whole planet which Bali Maharaj was owning. And Ratnavali, beautiful princess, went, oops! Then Vamanadev had smiled and had made a second step, which extended up to the layers of the universe and pierced a hole in it so that Ganga shot through or flowed through. And now Ratnavali thought, this is too much. He's scared. What is this? He's a cheater. Okay, Mr. Cheater. I have said I want to take you on my lap. I stand by my word. I have said that I want to give you my all and everything, my breast and everything I own. I stand by my word. Not like you. But listen to my other word. I will be born again. And we will meet again. And I will do all the things I have said. But I will kill you because you have cheated my father. Your words were wrong. And with this intention, when her time came, she gave up her body and was reborn as Bhutana, yes. So she kept that motive. Like all of us, we have kept a motive. We have kept a plan from our last life. It's a good plan, I hope. It's not like that, don't be shocked. But the sanskaras, the deep impressions which we make, carry from one life to another. And when her time came, she saw that boy, Krishna. And as she looked into his eyes, for a moment, she saw Vamandev, and she saw all the avatars of the Lord. She understood, this boy has come to eradicate all the demons. He did so already with my father, who afterwards turned into a devotee. And she did her work. She had her contact with Krishna. But then was liberated by Krishna, because when Krishna saw, this person comes to me with mixed motives. He had to close her eyes and his eyes and think, what will I do with her? And what he did was genius. He purified her and then he gave her the position like her mother. My dear devotees, if a person offers service with an attempt to kill the Lord and he attains the goal of life, that means the association of the Lord, how much more will a person attain who approaches Krishna with a neutral attitude? And how much more will a person attain like all of you who come to Krishna with a desire to serve him, to please him, to chant his names? Look at Krishna. He just saw Bhutana and he recognized in Bhutana the bad things, yes, but he chose to overlook that. Krishna chose to see that this person has come as if she is my mother. This person has come as if she wants to serve me. And this little as if, which you could call a homeopathic dosis of bhakti, was accepted and seen by Krishna. What, isn't that wonderful? Even in one's dullest moments, one has to say, wow, Krishna, you are wonderful. No? This, therefore, must be looked at. The day after tomorrow, we will hear about this in detail. But for now, I want to say that Krishna is interested in the little amount of bhakti. And anyone who offers him something in a mood which looks like bhakti, Krishna accepts this. Krishna is not like a person of this world who wants always the external substance, money, gifts, and so on. Krishna is satisfied with the mood. You remember when he came to the house of Vidura? Vidura was not there. Do you remember? Only his wife was there, and Krishna came and said, I'm so hungry. His wife said, we heard you are eating this evening at the palace of Duryodhana. I have nothing at home. We were also going there to eat. My husband is not there. No, I don't eat there, said Krishna. I'm so hungry. Look, is there anything? She said, very nervous. I'm so happy that you want to eat at our house, but we don't have anything. It's all empty. The storage. Please look, there must be something, said Krishna. So she looked, and there, yes, there was a handful of ripe bananas. The wife said, I have bananas? Is that good? That's wonderful, said Krishna. So she was so nervous, she went into the kitchen, nervous. She threw the bananas away and served the peel. Mistake, nervous mistake. Then she brought the peel to Krishna. Bananas were gone. Krishna accepted the peel. Wrong. He's not after the peel or after bananas or after gold or after palaces or after anything, money, bitcoins. No interest. Krishna is interested in the bhava, the little love of his devotees. And therefore, one of his name is Bhava Grahi Janarana. He grabs that bhava. That also means if it's not there, it's not interesting what you offer for Krishna. Even if you bring roses with golden stems and petals made of rubies and 100 of these, he's not interested. He wants your love. When you chant, he's not impressed if you chant 120 rounds a day. He wants your love. When you come to the temple, he's not so much interested in your fee, how much you pay your fee. He wants your love. He wants something from your heart which you are shy to give because you have been disappointed in love. But if you give to Krishna, even a little, he will reward 1,000-fold, like he did with Putana. How much more will attain a person who comes to Krishna and offers him something with faith? And how much more will a person attain who offers something to Krishna in pure love, like Yashoda. Paying respects to Mother Yashoda from the distance, I have placed her in the highest position. Therefore, I will not speak anymore, because the love for Krishna which Yashoda has is beyond all words. This is how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur ends his katha. Shukadev Goswami ends his katha. Any person who hears with faith and devotion about how Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, killed Putana, and who thus invests his hearing in such childhood pastimes of Krishna, certainly attains attachment for Govinda, the Supreme Original Person. Any person who hears with faith this pastime certainly attains attachment for Govinda, the Supreme Person. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Oh,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, O Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama,
please.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare
Hare
Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare
Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare
Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare
Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare
Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna
we will close the book, but not the topic. Many years ago, we had these summer camps and started with them, and started really in Slovenia, and then we were in Serbia. And during one summer camp, we asked the devotees to do theater plays about a spiritual subject which they could create around things. We would, for instance, give one group a pair of cartels, and they had to make with this prop a theater play. So one group, I remember, we gave a glass of milk. So when their turn came, the director, the like, I don't know, 3, 5, 6, 7 devotees said, "Our play will be very serious. Children have to leave the hall."
What?
Yes. So then they had the play. It was evening time, the night, I mean, the sun had set. And the play was very moving for me. It showed in one apartment a person who was totally desperate with his life. The person, and in another room, you know, there were two rooms. One room there was this desperate person, and in the other room was a second desperate person. The person on the right wanted to take his life because I think some dramatic thing had happened. Someone had an accident in the family. I forgot what it was. Everything went too much, and the person in the left room was in panic because he was worshipping Gopal, a small little Gopal deity. And it was nighttime, and Gopal needed milk, his night milk. But there was no milk in the house. So, two desperate people for different reasons. So finally the person in the second room decided, "I have to end my life. It is not meaningful. The person I loved most in this accident, I'm totally dependent on them. I'm so useless in my life. I feel my heart is so empty. And how will I start a new life?" So he went on a thing like this, put a rope around his neck and tied the rope and just wanted to kick the thing. But then he heard a ring. Who's now coming? So he went down the chair where he was standing and opens the door, and there's his neighbor. "Do you have a glass of milk? I have to serve my Gopal a glass of milk." And "Oh," said the person, "you Hare Krishnas. Could you have come at a better time? You just go to my refrigerator. You can take all the milk and everything which is in there." And the devotee was so much thinking about the glass of milk for Gopal that he just took the milk and left the apartment. And then the desperate person again went on his thing, chair, put the rope around and tied the rope to the something on the roof. And then the next thing you hear is the light goes out, ping, and you hear the little stool on which he stood falling down. You don't see anything, because in spiritual theater death is not portrayed visibly, but it was clear the stool had been kicked over. But then the light goes on, And Krishna is there, Gopal. And he says, no need, no need, no need. You are now coming to me because you have offered a glass of milk for me. And I don't know, this play was so nice. It spoke so directly because it explained a little of the mind of Krishna. When Krishna sees that you are giving a little service, even that what Putana had gone, she had dressed like a devotee, like Rohini, and she had come and approached Krishna, and Krishna accepted that and delivered her. That is how nice Krishna is. That is how grateful he is. And Rupa Goswami describes this. A grateful person doesn't even forget the smallest amount of service rendered or given to him in the past. Not even the smallest, hemopathic dose. So my dear devotees, I want to really inspire you. We are in between the years. For some this is significant, for others it is not significant. It's a calendar year. Only the world makes a lot of things about it. But whatever is your attitude, please think, how can you catch the message from this Leela in your life? How you can offer with love and devotion something for Krishna? Imagine if he is so liberal, so magnanimous, so grateful that he even takes what Putana had to offer. How much will he take if you offer with love and devotion? Sri Krishna ki jai, Sri Krishna ki jai, Gopal ki jai, Hare Krishna. Little baby, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days old, so powerful that he can rule the whole universe. But he wants, in that incarnation, to take the love from the souls of this world. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Prabhu Para, Jaya Prabhu Para, Prabhu Para, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe.
Krishna, thank you all very much. You have now completed your first full day. Tomorrow is another very nice day. Please do remember, we are moving closely to that most important day, that is the day is it the day after tomorrow, isn't it? Or is it tomorrow? Day after tomorrow. You need to be very fresh, well rested, because we want to do something wonderful the whole day, which we will not talk about at this moment, to keep it a surprise. Fine. Is Gaura Hari here who wants to say something? I mean, not something.
Gaura Hari is not here. If I'm allowed, I just wanted to say that the program is actually till 8:30. Now it's 7:45.
Wonderful. It gives us some free time. Let us see. What should we do?
Kirtan.
Kirtan. Prabhu is ordering us. We make a little more kirtan? Is that alright?
Yes.
Well, you have to say Hoop Haribo, no? This was not very good. Little, like 15 minutes or so. Mm-hmm.